Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
I want to go down to Tipperary because there is a story. It kind of tells the tale of a lot of main streets in Ireland at the moment. It's the main street of Cashel in County Tipperary, and they're going to lose a business. It's been a big part of that town for 100 years, would you believe? They'll know it very well down there. Davern's Clothes Shop. And Raymond Davern is on the line to tell us why he's decided to close the doors. Good morning to you, Raymond.
Good morning, Oliver.
I suppose I should say congratulations in ways, because it's ending on a merry note, isn't it?
It is. We're selling the business, and we will close the doors at the end of June.
Oh, so it's a couple couple of weeks ago.
Thank you very much. I'm 62, Oliver.
Are you? It's a young age to be stepping down.
Well, my father laid the path before me. He retired at 62, my late dad.
Uh-huh.
And he said life was for living, and he had 22 good years after that. So I'm going to take a leaf out of his book.
Oh, you have the right idea. Was he very young when he took over the business?
He was 16. His dad died very young, and maybe that was the spur to him to, you know, do his work and enjoy life then. And he did.
He ran the place at 16 years of age.
Yep.
And it's a huge... tell us about the shop, because it's a very big and very important part of Cashel. It's a huge business.
Well, it's a very big, important part of our lives anyway. Yeah. My grandmother, Mary Davern, started the business and drove it on. And she had a very simple mission statement, which was customer service, straightforward dealings and quality. So she kept it all very simple. My dad took over and drove the business on and moved premises down to where we are at the moment in 1964. And he got into European fashion and travelled, London, Germany, Paris, Italy, to find brands to bring them back.
Go ahead.
And developed a custom throughout Munster, which we are very, very grateful for, because it allowed us ride any economic blips that occurred over the years.
And it went from strength to strength. Did I read correctly in the Examiner, which broke this story, that the turnover is about 2 million a year?
Yes, just shy of 2. So we're very grateful to all our customers over the years. We've fantastic staff. And, you know, I have a lovely family, 4 lovely children. They're all out working hard, very proud of them. But none of them want to take on this challenge. But there will be, you know, there'll be people out there, Oliver, who will carry it forward.
Yeah.
The business is thriving with double-digit growth in December, which is the busiest month for any retailer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hopeful that someone else will take the challenge forward.
It was nice you gave the kids a choice whether they wanted to go into the business or not. Did you have that choice yourself when you were a young fellow?
Well, Oliver, I didn't give them a choice when they were very young. They had to do some work. So I think learning how to work is a great life skill. Two of my kids, Aisling and Ciarán, worked in the shop. They were fantastic. And then the other two, Donal and Breen. Donal worked out in Ballydial, and Breen worked in Mikey Ryan's pub. So I'm very grateful for any business people out there. It's great to give young people a start and to give them that life skill of how to work.
The work ethic, exactly.
Yes, very important.
You probably worked from the minute you could walk, probably in the shop, did you?
Well, we had a laugh. The rugby club used to have their dress dance on New Year's Eve. And, of course, Christmas sales started the day after. So it didn't matter what time you came in from the rugby dance, whether it was 4 or 5 in the morning, you had on your station smart and clean for the following day. So
you had to show up is the main thing.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
The great Mary Davern you were telling us about there, a proud Cumann na mBan member. She was the woman who taught you how to work. Were you cleaning windows? She had you cleaning windows at one stage?
Well, she was a lovely lady. She would give you a basin and a sponge and ask you to clean the windows. And then you'd wash them, and she'd give you a newspaper to shine them. And she'd spoil you then. She was a lovely lady. But I think if we all go with that little bit of, you know, you get a lot more with honey than you do with vinegar, and but you're still teaching a life skill. I got a lovely WhatsApp from the only surviving member of my dad's family, my Auntie Joan. Big shout out to her in Dublin there.
Yeah.
She's 96.
Wow.
And I'd like to thank everyone. We got hundreds of lovely messages yesterday, but hers particularly hit home when she said she was so proud of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of resonates. You know, and I'm very proud of Cashel. It's a fabulous business now. And I know there's a lot of trouble out there and a lot of high streets in different counties.
Mm-hmm.
But Cashel is a fantastic business town. We're retiring because we feel it's our time. My wife, Carmel, who I couldn't run the business without her, she's working 44 years, Oliver. Yeah. I'm working 40.
Wow.
And I enjoy it. Every day I come in, I enjoy work.
Did you really?
Oh, I still do. I'm here at the minute in the office.
You love it.
So I love it. And that's a great thing to say.
There are a lot of people who would think you're going off on a path of terror because they can't imagine, especially something that's a century long, the fear of not working, what to do day to day. Do you have a plan for your retirement?
We do. I have a plan, but we're very, very simple plan. We'll keep everything nice and simple. My wife Carmel said, you know, there's 32 counties in Ireland and we haven't visited them all. We'd love to get to know our own country.
Oh, yeah.
Very simple. Now, we do like to travel, but I'd like to be able to say I know my own country. I've been to X, Y and Z and I've seen it and I've taken the time to see it right. So we'd like to do that first and then maybe travel a little and spend time with our family and grandchildren. Please God, we have one at the moment and please God, there'll be many more.
You're doing it right.
Hopefully. I'll leave you with this, Oliver. Somebody asked me, you know, what kick do you get out of it? We had a lovely customer in yesterday evening. He came in for swimming togs. He's staying across the road in the Cashel Palace, which is a great addition to the town.
Oh, yeah.
And so a simple thing comes in for him. And I get chatting to him. His name is Raymond, coincidentally. And he's from Armagh. And he's great supporter of Armagh Rugby Club. So we strike up a conversation and one thing leads to another. He retired a year ago. And that's what I like about retail, Oliver. It's you get to talk to so many different people. And he left the shop with a wardrobe, not a swimming tux.
Did he?
You
charmed him.
Yeah, but that's retail. And you know, you don't get that from online. Mm-hmm. And I see young people now craving that personal touch. And thanks to my staff, we have brilliant staff, every one of them. And we always had college children working at weekends, and you know, I'm not exaggerating when I say, you know, it's going into the over maybe 200 over the years.
Yeah.
And because, you know, if you're from the country and you're in college in Dublin or Cork, you come home at weekends. That job gives you the little spending money during the week. But those college children all through the years, and I got a message from one of them who was with me, Rhino Dwyer. He gave me a lovely message yesterday. And, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And mm-hmm. that is so true. And if we can contribute some bit to teaching, you know, some
sort of skills, the face-to-face skills, isn't it?
A work ethic and how to communicate.
How to communicate is the big thing, yeah.
It's very topical nowadays. You know, everyone is on their phone or earpods and they're not communicating.
Especially outside their generation, isn't it? It's kind of one of those opportunities.
Now, I would say the younger generation are fantastic, Oliver. Absolutely fantastic.
Did you notice the youngsters disappearing from the shop as the years went on, as customers?
Coming back, you mean, as customers?
Are they coming back as customers or have they gone, the younger generation?
Oh, no, they come back as customers later.
Right.
You know, they raise their families. They're going on to their careers. It's wonderful to see. I'll give a shout out to a young gentleman. This is a true story.
We'll name all of Cashel now by the time.
Okay, well.
It's okay, don't worry.
I was moving stock out of my Jeep one day, and it was teeming. The rain was hopping off the ground. And I got out of the car to move, and a young lad called Kieran Quirk came over. Now, he had all these overalls and everything. He works on the windmills, engineer on the windmills. And he tipped me on the shoulder, and he said, "Raymond, sit back into your car." He said, "I'll move those for you." And we coached him in the rugby club. And, you know, little things like that in a small town mean everything. And yeah. Cashel, I can honestly say, is a terrific town.
It's buzzing, is it?
It's buzzing. It is. And Easter weekend. So anyone out there wants to deal, come to Daverns.
Daverns is still wide open.
I'm a retailer, Oliver. I'm a retailer. What can I tell you?
Wide open with the family still working in there all the way to July. Is it which they're in June or so?
End of June,
end
Oliver,
of June.
All the way there.
And you hope it continues on. Yeah, you hope
it will. The business is there. All you need is someone to steer the ship. So.
Okay, so the business is up for sale. Have you got a for sale sign and an auctioneer attached and all of that, or is it?
That'll be next week, Oliver. Oh, right. I don't get ahead of myself. I said I'd give you the first chance.
Ah, you're a gentleman. We'll be watching out for the reserve price, unless you want to give us an exclusive on it now.
And then Sherry Fitz, Davern O'Dwyer will be selling it. Talk about keeping it.
You're
in
giving
the
them the plug, but how much is it going to be? How much is the?
Oh no, Oliver, that's
For God's sake! Oh, we've been so good to you. there's a few messages in there. Are you any relation to Daverns in the Burren and County Clare? It's a great Clare name, apparently, Davern.
Well, we'd all originally be from Clare.
Ah, yes.
If you go back far enough, and they were Breton lawyers, actually. So I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but there you go.
Jonathan Tarf says he's sad Daverns is closing. Well, it's not closing. It's just the Davern family are leaving and he hopes to sell it on. Yeah. I always purchase when I'm down as I now live in Dublin. It's a great shop. John is originally from Killinall, which is another lovely Tipperary village full of mad people.
Yeah.
I know one or two. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Raymond Davern, good luck to you. And
thanks, Oliver.
And to Carmel, isn't it? Your wife's
Carmel,
name.
Carmel, my wife, yeah.
But Daverns of Cashel, open for business in the meantime.
Of course, Oliver.
Enjoy them.
And if you want the wardrobe, come to us and we'll give it to you.
That's great. It's a fancy place with the Cashel Palace and everything, and you can pull in and get yourself a new suit of clothing.
Exactly.
Thanks, Raymond.
Thanks
luck to you.
Thanks a million, Oliver.
Slán.
Take care, Slán.
That's the story of the good people of Cashel.